next episode.
I think we got it.
Yeah, no, that's really good. Hello, everyone.
Hey, welcome to Bachelorgation.
Welcome to Bachelorgation, where we talk about The Bachelor, which is a ridiculous show.
So ridiculous, that's especially this season.
Yeah, done a very poor job of casting, I think, recently.
Except for Claire. I feel excited about Claire, but with Peter's season, yes. Mm-hmm.
They're trying to save face, I think, with Claire a bit, because this season was just a large fuck up.
I think that they actually recognized how poorly this season went based on the fact that everyone was too young and were like, okay, let's pick someone from a little further back.
Yeah.
And I personally love Claire. Like, I loved her on Winter Games. We talked about this a little bit in the last episode, so.
We're still excited.
Excited for Claire. Let's talk about Peter.
Okay. Should we just go from start to finish?
Yeah.
Okay. So we can start with hometown, or, you know, meet the parents. And I guess I was a little tricked by Chris Harrison this week, because I thought maybe I was thinking for sure that Barbara would be into Madison, but oh, was I wrong.
Oh, were we wrong?
I was wrong.
I think all of America was under the impression that that crying trailer was her talking about Madison.
Yeah, because I mean, maybe I was thinking the timeline wouldn't be so long and drawn out. I thought maybe Madison would go home. And then immediately she'd be like, we need her back, you know? Right. But actually it was a very slow crawl, which made it really painful to watch. Mm-hmm. But immediately they were not into Madison.
No, they were not about it.
Should we talk about her date first? Or I feel like I skipped ahead and just blew right past Hannah Ann's interaction with them.
I mean, I feel like there's not much to say there, right? Like, Hannah Ann's interaction was just that she came off as really pure and wholesome.
Yeah.
And she came off as very subservient. Mm-hmm. And I think Barb and the family were just like, oh, you're going to say yes to everything Peter wants to do. And like,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. She is like a yes man.
Yeah.
Like, she's that profile, I think. And the family loved it. They loved her sundress.
And she said what Barb wanted to hear, mm-hmm. that she was super in love with Peter.
Super devoted.
And she wasn't trying to change him.
She was putting him ahead of her. So, yeah. I think she did everything right, Hannah Ann.
Check, check, check.
Yeah.
And Hannah Ann's a Taurus and Barb is Capricorn. So, I think they have that Earth energy bond.
Yeah. So, that's about it. The family was very, very happy with Hannah Ann. And then Madison State immediately started rocky because they had a very long conversation, 3-hour long conversation, apparently. I can't imagine that could have gone on for 3 hours. That sounds hellish. Where they talked about more of the same, Peter wanting to have sex with other women and Madison not being into that idea so much.
Yeah, she was really trying to advocate for herself and mm-hmm. be super clear about, well, these are the hardships that I've had with Peter and this is what I've had to overcome, but I do want to work things out with him.
Yeah.
And his family was not having it.
Not buying it. I thought it was like, there was such potential there because I think they actually had it was interesting to watch as a viewer. They had such an honest conversation that it didn't feel like a normal, like, meet the family conversation. Mm-hmm. Hannah Ann's was very, like, by the book.
Right.
But Madison's, like, they really got into it.
Yeah.
And talked, like, she talked a lot about stuff that she kind of veered off script. And they weren't having that at all.
No, they just wanted someone to come into their home, fake home in Alice Springs, and tell them that their son is perfect and lovable and that they would do anything for their son.
Yeah.
And that's what they were looking for. And Madison instead was like, actually, I'm an Aries and I'm going to say what I'm thinking.
Yeah. And like, he hurt me.
Yeah.
Like, he's not perfect. Like, you probably build him up to be.
Right.
And I do have to say, though, it's like an interesting situation because I see where Madison's coming from. And I also see, like, they have merit too in that it seems very obvious that they're very lifestyle incompatible.
Completely.
So, like, even though the message, like, the way the message was broadcast, I think was a little bit iffy, and we'll get more into that later, you know, like, Barbara at the live finale shoot, she was very different to watch for a Bachelor episode, but I feel like the message could have come across maybe better, but they weren't wrong about a lot of what they were saying.
No, definitely not.
I mean,
they're completely lifestyle incompatible. Yeah. And one of my favorite moments was his brother being like, dude, are you actually going to be okay with not getting laid? Because it seems like you are really sexual.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. They brought up his sexuality multiple times. Just like, okay, that's cool. Sex positivity, whatever. Like, I guess we could be worse off. But I was kind of surprised by like the line dancing thing that threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
They were like, you know, you like to go out line dancing. Is she going to be with you when you line dance?
Is she going to be with you when you fuck?
Yeah. The Lord will. The Lord will always be watching you with this one. It's just funny because, you know, Madison, I think, had been fed some bullshit by Peter early on when she was talking about, oh, I want, like, a faith leader and a husband. And he's like, yeah, I want to get closer to God. Like, yeah, I'm going to work on
Peter,
that.
Peter, no, you don't.
No, you don't. You don't want to go to church that often.
You want to go line dancing and fuck.
Yeah. So it just seemed like he was being very inauthentic and, like, not transparent with her about his, you know, like, what?
Which comes back to what Hannah says later in the episode, which is that he's always speaking half-truth.
Yeah.
Like, he's always speaking in half-truths. And it really haunted him in so many ways. And it's interesting because Madison didn't identify that, but Hannah Ann did.
Yeah.
And that's totally what he did with Madison.
Yeah. Very good connection. Wow. We're really getting into it.
I want to let our listeners know that we're both, like, a little delirious because of the... Can we name it?
Yes.
Coronavirus. Washington State is, like, losing its goddamn mind.
It's so weird.
Businesses are closing.
Slowly.
But, like, some permanently. Like, it's really affecting our economy.
It's been kind of weird. So we're both like, what do we do?
What do we do? It's super spooky. Like, they're telling you to, like, socially isolate. It's just spooky spook.
It is. It's spooky spook.
And so it feels spooky.
Yeah. So there's a lot. It's hard going from like that to then like watching like a funny, like petty show like The Bachelor.
Right.
You know? And I just think like, oh, what a fun time.
Right.
Shooting in Australia before all of this happened.
God. What's funny is when Tony and I went to Bachelor Live last week and, you know, risked our lives to give you that content. I want you to know that we risked our lives. Because now you can't gather, like, more than 250 people.
I was thinking about that earlier. I was like, if it had been a week later, we would have been deprived of that experience.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that we made it.
There were, like, blonde girls wiping their seats down with Clorox wipes. It was, like, a lot. But Becca made a coronavirus joke while she was on stage.
Yeah, within, like, the first 5 minutes, I was like, okay, good. Now we can move on from that.
So, anyways, back to Madison's day. Is there anything else you want to say about her meeting the family?
Just that this situation is very complicated. And I think I was proud of her for understanding her boundaries. But I think it's interesting for her to, like, defend herself. But then, like, be adamant about and, like, making it work with him, you know? And we'll circle back to her, like, returning, I guess. But it's like, okay, so are you going to establish your boundaries and then still be accept, like, find it acceptable that he's breaching them for you, you know? So it just, to me, it was like, at the end of the day, it's like, I don't have a lot of faith in them working out as a couple because they're just so different. And it's weird. It's like, she was like, sometimes you just have to learn how to surrender, you know, after referring to herself as a warrior.
Okay, Aries.
This is a weird, like, God thing that people, you know, people who are super
surrender,
religious.
Surrender, surrender.
Use, like, metaphors as, like, warriors or, like, a fighter or something. But really, it's just about, like, I'm really fighting not to have sex. But.
Yeah, so you're, like, she does have this weird sort of, she's not walking the walk. Like, she's saying, I'm standing up for myself and these are the things that I don't want to have happen. But then she's like, I'm going to be with you anyways.
Yeah, it's just sort of a weird, it's like, I see you when you're talking, like, when she speaks about it, I understand where she's coming from. It's really complicated. And, like, that is a theme of the show, is you have to deal with people having relationships with other people, and that brings feelings, no matter what. Like, and those are feelings that people have to deal with throughout the show. For her feelings have, like, a layer of religious, like, devotion to them that makes it seem like it would be more of a deal breaker instead of just having to deal with like jealousy or feelings of like insecurity that, it, you know, might come up whenever you're dealing with a partner being with someone else. For her, it's like she needs to remain celibate before marriage. And Peter is a sexually active person. So it's like you can advocate for yourself really well. Yeah, super. You can advocate for yourself really well and make your points and come across really well. But at the end of the day, it's like, how long are we going to be waiting for this wedding?
Right.
You know? Like, and then what comes after?
Right.
You know, what other things are you, do you have the Lord's guidance with, you know?
Right.
Is what I'm wondering.
Well, he is just very, very clearly not what she is actually looking for. He's not a man of God.
Yeah, and it goes back to what you said last time, which is that these women are trying to, like, convince themselves that it's acceptable to be with, like, that you want to be with this man and he's your perfect man when there's so many things about him that you don't like.
Right. This man of line dancing.
Yeah, Peter. Sinful.
Sinful man of line dancing. So then Barb loses the plot. She just like starts sobbing uncontrollably. Oh, that woman cannot regulate her emotions.
That was
really intense.
Really intense. And it almost, it was weird because it kind of puts you in a situation where you're like, you're watching family dysfunction. And that's not something that you see on The Bachelor. You see it in a very scripted, structured way. Like, oh, I don't think you're ready for marriage, you know? But like, this was like, she broke down, she was crying. You saw Peter be like, stop, you know, like you, it kind of made me think of like a dynamic with the family where you're like getting after someone, you and know?
So Tony recently sent me, sometimes I like talk, I'm, most of the time I'm talking to you and then sometimes I'm like, listen, Tony did something incredible.
Oh.
but Tony sent me this really interesting article about Love is Blind that maybe we can share on the story or something when we hopefully cover Love is Blind.
Yeah.
But what am I trying to say? So there was a part of this article that was like, we watch reality TV for all of these reasons. And sometimes that sort of fourth wall is broken when there's actual like microaggressions or abuse that's familiar to you. Mm-hmm. And it completely takes the viewing pleasure away.
Yeah.
And I feel like this was one of those moments for me where like my viewing pleasure was out the door.
Yeah.
Because it was way too close.
Yeah.
For comfort. To see just like a really, really toxic family dynamic with this mom just basically manipulating her son.
It was, it felt very like a light bulb.
Yeah.
Like she started just breaking down to like almost, not to say that she was doing this on purpose, but to provoke an emotional response or to sort of twist the situation in the room around a bit. Like you could tell the father and like his brother were both very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like we're doing this in front of the cameras, you know?
And like this is something that she does.
Yeah. And then of course we see it again. Like, and right. We saw that, I guess, during Hannah's season.
Right.
Too. She was very like emotionally invested in Peter, which is like, okay, that's, okay, families, they're really strong and like tightly, you know, they're really tight at the hip, but this was like, it was on another level.
Watching him be like, you gotta stop, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. I was
The way he responded to it, it was like, you're doing it again, like stop, you know?
Yeah, you can't do this to me.
Yeah.
And she just like continues.
So that was definitely a weird moment to watch on The Bachelor because we're used to it being like, you know, tied up with a bow and, you know, giving us like family dynamics light, you know?
Totally.
Like, it was just kind of like, whoa, okay.
That was not family dynamics light. And there's something else that I as a like Capricorn read.
Yeah, because Barb's a Capricorn.
Barb is a Capricorn. I guessed correctly. Thank you.
I got a text from Ingrid earlier. They were like, what do you think her sign is? I would say Capricorn. And then like cycle like 12 hours later.
Someone who commented? It was someone shared.
Someone commented, this is why it doesn't work. Aries and Capricorn don't get along.
But she's so that shadow side of Capricorn where you just want to impose your will on everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, you actually don't care about someone else getting what they want and making a decision for themselves. It's just like, I know what's best. Here's what's happening.
Yeah, like that cardinal energy, like, comes out.
She would be perfectly fine with Peter marrying Hannah and being with Hannah for the rest of his life, even knowing that he's still in love with Madison. She would be like, well, that's the decision that I wanted made. That's the read that I get. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, it was very my way or the highway for someone who isn't a bachelor.
Yeah.
It was weird how he, like, she was justifying it too, in a way of like, this isn't your journey, Madison. Like, this is his journey. But even he very clearly likes Madison more.
Right.
It's not that, you know, Madison's spinning her web and trying to, like, get Peter, like, trick him into her lifestyle or whatever. It's like, no. He also is willingly wanting to give this a go.
He just likes her more.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't think that, I'm very into astrology today, apparently, but I don't think that Aries are ever manipulative. Like, I almost feel like they don't know how to be.
Yeah, and Madison doesn't come across that way at all.
No, she's super present. She's just like, here's what I want. These are my emotions. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so Barb has this meltdown, crying. Then what happens?
I mean, pretty much the date wraps up. Yeah. I think they kind of, you know, they settle down, I guess. And then that ends. And I think that's the end of the whole, like, that day of dates. And then it goes into, what was interesting is chronologically they had Madison's date next. They didn't have Hannah Ann's.
Right.
So they do their little helicopter thing. And Peter breaks out the bottle of sparkling apple juice, and Madison's like, actually, I don't think we can do this, and basically breaks up with him and leaves.
Right.
And
he's torn up about it.
He's torn up, and we're kind of like, maybe this is for the best.
Yeah.
I don't like what just happened, but
she made an adult decision there. She was like, we are too different.
Yeah.
And they are too different.
They are too different. So that didn't go quite how Peter expected it to go. At that point, I was like, just Hannah Ann, pack up, go home, you're done. Sorry, girl.
Yeah.
He's just not that into you. But then Madison leaves, which leaves Hannah Ann. And I think she starts to sort of wake up to the idea that...
he might be more into Madison.
Yeah, he might be more into Madison. I think you saw that a bit with, like, the final three rose ceremony where you saw them reunite and embrace, and you could see Hannah Ann being like, oh, shit, you know?
Right.
But Peter, it's interesting that Peter at this point, if Peter was doing the right thing and not making another bad decision like he has done all season, he would say, I really don't like Hannah Ann, and I'm really heartbroken that Madison's left. I think that this is where...
My journey ends.
Yeah. This is when the fighter and the warrior surrenders.
Oh my God.
But instead he's like, I guess I'll just go to the kangaroo sanctuary with Hannah Ann.
And marry her.
Yeah. And then ultimately try and marry her. So they play with cute kangaroos, which are weird and also cute. And then.
But she knew something was off with him. Like, he was so weird. He wasn't making eye contact with her.
It wasn't the most romantic date, I would say.
No.
But he always has these, like, one-liners of, like, oh, I'm going to justify it by verbalizing things. Like, oh, she's so selfless. She's such a special human being. She's one of the best women I've ever met. Like, you know, like, I
so feel pure.
Like he has all these weird ways of, like, saying phrases that he's definitely already said before to just describe other women, but he, like, says them again about the people that he's, like, trying to convince himself he's into.
Right.
You know? And so she puts on her cute little bodycon and is like, I'm going to get my man. You know, I'm going to get my man. I'm going to get my answers. We're going to steal the deal. He comes in and, like, sweats, you know? And so then she's kind of mad because, I mean, a Taurus would get pissed off if you dress up for someone and they show up looking like shit. So they sit on the couch and she's like, I'm having trouble with this. And he's like, yeah, I have to be honest with you. I'm, like, torn between two women. And this is also when you could say, Peter, that other woman has left.
Here's where I get so pissed off.
Yeah, okay, I want to hear it.
I mean, I'm literally on fire.
Yeah.
I'm livid that he did not tell her. That is so many kinds of fucked up.
It's so choosy. Like, he made the choice not to tell her because he could have easily told her, and he knows he should have told her, and also Madison was privy to so much more information.
Than Hannah Ann. And he could have told her all day at the fucking kangaroo sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
He should have told her the first moment that he saw her.
Yeah.
I mean, ugh, I just can't. It's so fucked up.
It was selfish.
It was selfish. It's withholding. And he doesn't want her to be able to advocate for herself and make decisions. No. He's like, I'm going to give you half of the information so that I still look good on TV and you still love me.
It's like, what did you think was going to happen?
You know you're being filmed.
There was just, I ask this question of him all the time. It's like, he doesn't have that in him to think ahead and think, you know, the potential consequences of his actions.
No.
Yeah, that made me so angry because it just makes Hannah look
dumb.
Dumb. Like, she doesn't have the facts on the ground. She doesn't have, like, all the information, all the context to make an informed decision. Because she was feeling it, and she expressed that to him, that it was hard for her to be in that position, and he still didn't say anything. Like, he was like, well, I hope nobody tells her what happened to Madison, you know? Like, he even asked a producer, or he asked Chris the next day. Like, does she know?
Which, oh my, oh, that makes me hate him. I really dislike him.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna propose to someone knowing that they don't have all the information that they should.
And he was fully aware that it was in his best interest and not in hers.
Right.
Which is so fucked up.
Oh my God, I literally hate him.
I feel so embarrassed to be a Leo right now, honestly. I feel like...
So funny.
I'm like, ah, not all of us are like this.
No, Leos aren't bad.
This one is messy as fuck.
He is messy as fuck. Well, this is, I mean, that shadow side, like, he wants everyone to like him.
Yeah.
Right? So he's telling everyone half-truths so that they like him.
You know, he thinks they want to hear.
Right.
To keep himself comfortable and to keep himself in control and feeling okay and feeling like the golden boy.
Right. And if we're going to psychoanalyze things, I bet his mom was pretty hard to keep happy. So.
I don't know. What would ever make you think that, Ingrid? That's such a stretch. Given how calm and cool and collected she's been this whole time.
Based on, like, how unhinged his mother became, I bet he's been telling half-truths his whole life to make sure she doesn't have a meltdown.
Yeah, to, like, avoid the confrontation of it all. Mm-hmm. It's so messy, and it's just, it's so fucked up that, like, he, I feel like there's an element, too, of, like, wanting to make sure Hannah Anna is around as, like, not just as a backup because Leos don't want to be alone, but, like, also because he knows that that would make his family happy for him to. And, you know, sometimes Ari ran into that problem too. He chose Becca because his family liked Becca more. And so he was like, this must be right.
Right.
And in the end, that really fucked things over for a lot of people.
Right.
But in this case, it's like, there's so many other factors too. Like the incompatibility of him and Madison, like his mom being like really overbearing and like not okay towards him about it. Like, there's a lot of elements here that I'm like, this whole thing, I just want to put a bunch of Purell all over it and just sanitize the shit out of it.
Clorox. Yeah. Sanitize Peter's whole season.
I'm thinking a lot about hand sanitizer, right?
So much of it. Oh my God.
But yeah, so Hannah Ann had her date. She's like, I don't know about this. But then the next day she's kind of like in and out, gets her little proposal dress on. Peter's, you know, talking to Chris Harrison, making sure that he hasn't spilled anything to Hannah Ann. Chris is like, well, I don't even know if she's showing up. Which really freaked Peter out in a way that I'm like, maybe that would honestly be for the best too.
Right.
I keep hoping that other people will do things to just like save Peter from himself.
God.
But yeah, no. Hannah Ann shows up. He proposes. It's the most awkward proposal I've ever seen in my life.
So awkward. He proposes after talking about Madison.
He literally, like, he starts by saying, yeah, so Madison went home yesterday.
Which, like, is that how you'd want your proposal to start?
By bringing up your ex, I guess?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, how romantic. Slam dunk, Peter. You should talk about Victoria F, too, while you're at it.
Right.
But Hannah Ann, I feel like she kind of, it was interesting because she, I think, did really well this episode, but her responses to him proposing almost, in retrospect, it maybe seemed like she was maybe a little in shock by, because she brought that up too, that he mentioned Madison, but she seemed very scripted whenever she was responding to everything he was saying and like her reaction to the proposal. And it was all very like, oh, wow, oh my gosh, I can't, you know, and then we got to see her actually talk about herself and converse with him. And like, she just, it was like, there's two Hannah Anns. There's like the scripted sort of like, you know, glossed over.
Hyper put together.
Yeah. Influencer Hannah Ann. And then there's like what we got to see, which was her like serving Peter on a silver platter.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting thing. I was like, maybe she like was like, what do I do? You know? Because he just was so insulting to her by bringing Madison up.
Right.
I would have been so upset. Yeah. But they get engaged for like a little while.
Well, and he put himself in that situation because he didn't tell her when he should have.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh shit, well, I'm about to propose. I guess like she needs to know that Madison's not here.
It was so weird. It was like, too late. You've gotten yourself in too deep.
He's a mess.
He's a mess.
Listen, I totally get that. What else does he say? That's his favorite line. His favorite line is, listen, I totally hear you. I totally get that.
Listen, I understand. I know. I know that I messed up.
You're 100% right about that.
Listen, I respect your feelings so much about this.
I hate him.
Ugh, Peter, what a mess.
I would literally take Colton back.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you even agree with me.
In this moment, there was a moment of like, am I really watching all of this happen on stage right now? Like they recorded this live. And like, I wished that I was in the audience for it, but also it was so uncomfortable. Like, also, I just want to talk for a second very briefly about how I hated how the producers put Barbara's face over so much of the content.
Everything.
It was so unnecessary. Like, it just felt so like, this show isn't about her. Like, I get it. She doesn't like Madison. Like, why do I have to see this?
Right.
You know? But they did it anyway. They just, like, forced it down our throats. So they get engaged. And then the engagement ends. Peter shows up to some house.
Yeah, like, where did they film like, that? That was super weird.
There was, like, a photo booth in the house. I was like, what's going on here? And Hannah Ann is like, you took one of the most sacred things you can take away from a straight girl, and that's an engagement.
Yeah, you took away my first, what should have been my only engagement, Peter.
You took it away. But yeah, she does a really good job of like telling them off and being like, listen, you weren't transparent. You didn't give me all the information. You lied to yourself about your feelings for me and your capacity to be with me. Like she like had a whole laundry list of things.
And she did really well. That's when I was like, okay, you won me over.
Yeah.
Because she was able to communicate really, really clearly.
Yeah.
And say, here's what you did wrong. Here's what you did wrong. Here's what you did wrong. Fuck you. Goodbye.
Yeah. There was no like, I don't know. I'm really sad about this. I like really, you know, it was just very clear cut. Like, I see that you're trash.
Yeah.
And I'm taking the trash out. And I'm walking away.
Yep.
Like, she just would not engage with him after a certain point. And I appreciated that so much. Because I'm like, this situation is so uncalled for. I don't want those, like, bachelor tears. I don't want those, like, oh, I'm just so heartbroken. Like, what will I ever do?
Like, you know? Could we work it out? Or,
yeah,
you know.
She wasn't auditioning for The Bachelorette. Like, she wasn't trying to, like, have that edit. She was like, I'm really hurt. And you fucked up. And this is why.
Right.
And you don't get any more from me. Because you've already had enough.
Yep.
So... proud of you, Hannah Ann. I'm sorry that I called you boring for so long.
Yep. You're not boring.
And I blame the producers for that too, because obviously that person has been there this whole time and they just edited the fuck out of her.
Right. They edited her to not have a personality.
Yeah. So I feel tricked. I feel bamboozled.
They totally bamboozled us.
Yeah.
Hannah Ann rocks. So she comes out on stage and she's like, Peter, I'm going to take out the trash one more time.
She's like, if you thought I was done.
Watch out, bitch. My hair's longer now.
Got my extensions in. I'm ready to go.
Yep. Totally. And like the straight women in the audience loved that.
It.
I mean, that's what the show runs on, right?
Barbara loved it. I have never seen someone. It was like, yes, my daughter, you go, girl. Like. Who gives a fuck about my son? You know, like, she was so... It's like, I get, disagreeing with him or even being disappointed in him. Because if I was his mom, I would be disappointed in him, too. The way he was acting. But it's like, stand by your son, you know?
No.
She just went, like, she wiped her hands clean of him. I was like, I don't even know if he's going to be invited to Thanksgiving, honestly.
No, that was, like, really alarming and, like...
It was fucked up.
It's, like, she... Oh, I'm just gonna get, like, goosebumpy, but it's, like, you love your kids, like, only when they do exactly what you want them to do. And that's not love. It's completely conditional. And so it's, like, as soon as her son made the decision that she didn't want him to make, she didn't have his back anymore. And you're supposed to have your kids back.
Yeah, and that's why it was so uncomfortable to watch them, like, you know, her face reacting to Hannah Ann, reacting to Madison, reacting to Peter, because it was very, like, why are you trying to, like, publicly shame your son?
Exactly. She was trying to, like, publicly punish him.
Yeah.
For going against what she wanted. Yeah. It's not even about the girls. It's about going against what she wanted.
Because it's so stupid. It's like, okay, yeah, you're going to tell me that Hannah Ann really impressed you so much in, like, the 20-minute time period that you had to hang out with her.
Where she just said she loved your son.
Yeah.
And, like, happens to be pretty.
Yeah. Like, we just complimented Hannah Ann a lot, but, like, come on. Let's be real.
Right. It's just, like, I don't know. Barb's scary as fuck. That, like, her aggressively clapping while Hannah Ann was speaking.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm out.
It was weird. It was, like, the dynamic here, like, between, like, your son, you. It was weird. On the one hand, to be, like, you know, coming at Madison for, like, this is my son's journey. And then, on the other hand, be so easy, like, easily, like, swayed to be, like, I don't give a fuck about his feelings.
Right.
It's just, it was very, like. It was very picky choosy, I would say, Barbara.
Oh, yeah. So selective, right?
Yeah, selective.
She's like, here's when I will participate. Here's when I... Yeah. So Hannah Ann comes out and does her spiel. Then Madison comes out in...
The ugliest fucking dress I've ever seen in my life. Sorry, I stole that from you. I was so angry about it. After Hannah Ann came out and looked gorgeous.
I love that you knew what was coming out too. Like, we both were like, that fucking dress. That was the ugliest shit I've ever seen.
It looked like she was trying to go like San Junipero, but she's straight and it just wasn't working for her. Like, there was nothing fabulous about this straight, like, 80s throwback, weird-ass gown.
She was totally trying to go San Junipero. Wow. That was such a good ringtone.
Let us have that. That's for us. Yeah,
that's for us. You cannot wear neon, bitches.
But, like, seriously, neon, the way straight people do neon, tacky as fuck.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
It did not work for her, and her coloring, like, it's just a no.
It didn't work for me.
That dress needs to be taken out.
With Peter.
So she comes out, and it's like, they show that video of, I don't even really care about that shit. Like, her with Chris Harrison being like, yeah, I do. I didn't honestly, I didn't really buy it.
I know, because Chris was like, I didn't tell you, Peter, that I did this. It's like, okay, weird.
Yeah.
Like, who would ever do that?
It's weird as fuck. And Madison's, like, she really didn't emote that much when she was with Chris.
Yeah.
Like, I get that she, like, people express themselves differently, but I don't know, maybe she just is kind of reserved with her emotions. Because she was saying very serious things, but I also feel like Chris kind of had to pull it out of her. Like, do you still love him?
Yeah.
So Chris pulls it out of her. And then she, like, goes and meets Peter by the pool, and his, like, little baby dough face is surprised. And I hate him.
That, like, the look when he turned his head around, I was like, no, stop, come on.
You're fucking canceled, dude. And they, like, kind of reconnect, and then Chris Harrison is like, we don't even know what's going to happen. Like, they're going to meet on stage live. They haven't talked since. Blah.
Yeah.
And then she comes out in that pink dress.
Fast forward to the pink dress. I don't know. It seemed, it was interesting because it was like Peter, I think, was very quiet during this conversation. And it was pretty much like mostly Madison and Barbara.
Yeah.
Killing each other with their eyes.
Just laser pointers. Like. And Barbara did not hold back. No. Like, not even a little bit.
She blamed Madison for the bad catering. She blamed Madison for the bad lighting. She was like, 3 hours, you made us wait. I'm like, okay, come on, be fair. We know that other things happened than them just talking and Madison being like, no, we're not meeting your parents right now.
Right.
3 hours? Come on.
Yeah, but I love her in Spanish being like, say something bad too to her husband.
Yeah. He was like, I don't really want to say anything.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I just hate this.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he said. He was like, like someone who obviously didn't know what to say, did not want to choose a side, did not want to throw his son under the bus, but still was like, you know what? I'll just emote. I hate this.
Yep. Oh my God. What do we think the dad sign is?
Probably like a Taurus too or something. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like dad Tauruses are like very like that.
Yeah.
They're like, I just hate this. He did, I mean, I think once he, you know, got into it, he did have a good point, which is pretty much that y'all are incompatible. So, like, if you really want my opinion, I don't see it, but...
Yeah, he said it a lot more eloquently, though.
Yeah, like, Barbara was just going in. Yeah. I mean, she was just very, like, she kind of... She could have easily said, I just feel like he would... And she said it at one point during their date. It was like, I feel like you would change my son. It's like, well, you could say that in a way that's nicer. You could say that in a way of, like, y'all have very different values and I don't think that you'll get along and I don't want him to feel like he's giving himself up to like appease you and vice versa. And obviously it's already caused conflict. Like her, like his dad said it very well. He was like, it shouldn't be this hard.
Right.
Which I think is like a key for like me personally when I'm dating someone is like, if it's this hard, then something fundamental is wrong that might not be reconcilable.
But I feel like you grew up learning about intimacy and that like there needs to be conflict in order for things to be passionate or an intense thing. And so I love that he said that.
Yeah.
Because it's so true. Like you should not, it shouldn't be that hard. Relationships are definitely have their challenges, but it should not be that hard.
Right. I mean, things come up and it's not like you shouldn't give up whenever you have a fight, like your first fight or something, but it's like... If it's that much and it's thinking about like your lifestyles and what you value and what makes you, you know, cling to the world, it's like if those are what's causing conflict, then I don't know if it's really going to work.
I like... that you mentioned values because I think that's big in terms of any kind of relationship. You can be very different from someone and have a relationship with them, but if you don't hold the same values, you're not going to get far.
Yeah, it's like, does Peter kneel beside his bed before he goes to sleep at night and pray?
If he's eating pussy.
Oh, shit. Okay, I lined that up for you.
You really teed that.
Yes. Air horn, air horn, air horn. No, he doesn't pray before bed. It's when
you're right. Sorry. Clearly, Peter does not pray. Okay, he's not leaning down.
He's not looking for that hotel Bible when he's traveling. You know, he's leaving it the fuck alone. He's like, "Where's the remote? I'm trying to get to the port."
Oh my God, the hotel Bible. We're taking everything too far, but like, I just wanted to let you know that when we get quarantined in some weird hotel in like Tequila. I will be reading the Hotel Bible.
Okay, I think me too, if it gets to that point. Tequila, okay.
You know, if we were to get quarantined, it would be in fucking Wenatchee or like some weird...
I don't want to think about that.
Bachelorcation, we're going to get quarantined.
No, we're not. It's going to be fine.
It's going
to be fine. Everyone, take your vitamins. I totally lost my train of thought with that. Basically, his dad said it very well. Barbara could have been a little bit more, like, chill.
Just a little more chill.
She, like, freaks out again. Madison's like, I'm glad that Madison kind of held her ground. Still don't agree with them, but held her ground. It kind of hurt my feelings to watch a little bit just because of the audience factor. It's like people were cheering on Madison and like obviously like siding with her, and I think Barbara obviously was like not handling it the right way, but it's just kind of sad to watch that happen because it's like this family.
It was so divisive, right? Like,
yeah, he's like sitting on a couch with Madison and it's just like hard to watch them, like clearly this is gonna run pretty deep, I think.
Yeah.
No matter who's in the wrong, who's in the right. There's ghosts in my apartment.
That was really scary.
It's just old pipes. It's fine. It just hurt my heart.
Yeah, totally. I mean, because his mom just really turned on him. And
yeah.
and just took him down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad.
So, and then they just kind of were like, okay, so we're gonna act like that didn't happen. Like, there's not more there.
Right. There's you know? So much to unpack, like so much fucking family trauma there.
And it, honestly, it makes sense. Like, going back to like, it shouldn't be this hard. And, you know, Peter, I think, was attracted a little bit to the drama and like, you know, put up with it a lot more than I think he probably should have, clearly.
Totally.
But it's like Victoria F. He like entertained that for so long.
Right.
You know?
I wonder why.
Who knows?
Maybe because she cried all the time, like his mom?
Yeah, like freaked out and threw fits at the drop of a hat. Who knows?
He's like, this feels like home.
Yeah. Well, and I guess in one sense, at least he stood up to her and, you know, chose the wrong option.
According to
you. Realistically, but was like, fuck you, mom. I'm still going to stick with what I am choosing. So I guess at least that happened. But.
Right.
I don't know if it'll work. We'll see.
Yeah.
There was no engagement. Chris was like, so y'all are just going to take it day by day. They were like, yeah, that's about it. And I would say it pretty much just like ended with a dud.
Yeah. His mom seems so cutthroat though. I'm like, how is that going to work? Like she's not going to warm up to Madison. I can tell you right now, Madison is not going to Christmas dinner.
I know. I don't think that they're going to do Bible study together anytime soon. That's for sure. And it's another thing. It's like, it's one thing if you're not super into your family or close to them to be with someone who does, like, they don't like, but it's a totally another thing when, like, very clearly Peter is super attached to his family.
He lives with them.
Yeah. And so it's like, how, like, what, are they just all in a room together? Is it like the Brady Bunch? Like, what's going on? Like,
oh my God. They all wear neon.
Oh my, no. Like one side, like puffy sleeve.
That will haunt me. Side that dress cut off. Will haunt me.
I couldn't believe my eyes. I was done. I was like, can we just finish it?
No, I wish there was a fly on the wall filming me when I saw that dress, because I'm sure my face did some crazy shit. I'm like, sure. She walked out of the entrance and I was like, oh my God.
So nobody told her.
Nobody told her. And Hannah Ann was like wearing a key, like her outfit was on point.
Yeah.
So that was not good.
I always have to talk about that dress. So that was about it. I think, you know, Claire came on and Chris, I think it was funny how Chris had to like air her moment of like standing up to Juan Pablo as like an introduction, because a lot of people probably don't know Claire at this point. Right.
If they haven't.
So it's like, if you need to know what she's about, she is really good at standing up for herself.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see that.
Do we know Claire's sign?
I don't actually.
I haven't looked it up yet. Should we Google it really quickly live?
If it's easy to find, if we can't find it, then no stress. But I don't know which sign is. I'm sure at some point we looked it up when we watched Winter Games, but that information.
I think she's a Pisces, but let's check.
Speaking of Pisces, Kelly was in the audience, which just seemed like such a waste of airfare.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. I hope they at least paid for it. Thing.
Yeah.
I will never forgive them for editing her like that in that last episode.
She is a Pisces.
Oh, yes. Ooh, yeah. I'm excited then. That'll be good.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Kelly, I don't know. I just don't understand what the motive was there. Were they like, did they get a bad response that she wasn't at Women Tell All?
Probably. They probably were like, if you could, like, come. If that, you know, if you could come to this one, then that would be great. But it was weird. I don't know what the point was.
No.
I don't know. Anyway, should we, like, briefly talk about our Bachelor Live on stage?
Yeah, let's discuss.
Y'all, that was fucking weird.
Weirdest thing that I've ever seen in my life.
Sometimes I just assume that everyone is, like, hate watching The Bachelor. But being in that audience, people are actually very into it.
That was alarming for me, because I just assume that everyone's sort of like, it's ironic.
Yeah, right.
But for the women that we were sitting next to, it's not ironic at all.
Yeah,
they're like, I would be on the show. This is the kind of love that I want. Like, those are the dresses I want to wear.
It was weird. It was, like, funny because Seattle is just funny. Like, most of the people, like, worked in tech.
Yep.
And, like, there was an Amazon joke. Like, one woman came out on stage and had, like, an Amazon Prime package and was like, you can get my heart in under 2 hours, just like Amazon Prime, and, like, made him open the Amazon Prime box. It was all very weird in Seattle.
Everyone got Kendra Scott jewelry for prizes.
Oh, my God, that was funny. Maybe the incentive was, like, Kendra Scott, just, like, I don't know what that currency equivalence is, like, dollar to Kendra Scott, but...
We'll never know, Tony.
It doesn't seem that great. I don't know.
Like, what's the point?
It was embarrassing.
It was really
like they like humiliated the women. Like they made them lip sync to 3 different songs,
and none of them could dance. And so, yeah, lots of lip syncing. The Bachelor blew the whole thing by like revealing who he chose too early.
I was like already so drunk at that point that like it would have hit me harder probably. But I remember being like, "This is so ridiculous that like he just was an idiot." And then the second woman was like, "Nope, I'm not interested." Like just. Self-eliminated.
Yep, she self-eliminated.
Like Hannah Ann should have done. But
exactly. But yeah, it was just interesting. We just like drank a lot. People watched.
We laughed. Cool. We lived. Afterwards, we were like trying to find a place to go get a drink. And at one point, Ingrid like looked behind us and was just like, oh my God, look at how many women, how many straight women are walking. We have to walk faster.
Just a swarm of blonde balayage. Like,
that's so funny.
With a loose curl.
It was like a convention had just let out or something.
Yep.
Oh, it was strange, but it was so much fun. If you're anywhere where they're having a show and you're on the fence about going, I would say definitely go.
Yeah. It was, I feel like that was well worth my time.
Yeah, completely. It was so worth it. Also, it was kind of fun to actually see, like, Becca and Ben live. And yeah. Sydney. Sydney was dancing.
Yeah.
So it was good. Yeah. It was a good time. I don't know. Is there anything else?
No. I mean, this is the end of the season, so we will see you guys in May.
Yeah. I'm glad that y'all are tuning in. Engage with us. If there's other reality TV shows that you like, talk to us about them, because I'm always going to be watching reality TV.
Right. Till the day I die.
Till the day I die.
Thank you for all the support this season. Please leave us reviews. Helpful.
Yeah, if you like it, leave us a review. That would be super cool.
If you don't like it, it's pretty weird that you got to this point in the episode.
Yeah, like why are you so obsessed with us that you're still listening?
Yeah.
Or, like you hate listening to us? That's so weird.
So weird. And don't leave a bad review, thanks.
Just cross that off your to-do list. Forget about it.
But okay, that's a wrap.
Bye. Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
I think we got it.
Yeah, no, that's really good.